With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The deployment of National Guard troops to Chicago sparking some very heated exchanges during a Senate hearing Tuesday, including this response from Attorney General Pam Bondi to Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin.
The National Guard is on the way right now as we speak. Oh, by the way, so is Director Patel and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. You're sitting here grilling me, and they're on their way to Chicago to keep your state safe.
And the Attorney General has rebutted Democrats' attacks by citing how President Biden's Justice Department weaponized federal law enforcement, including its two criminal cases against President Trump.
We learned that former FBI secretly investigated you and your colleagues. Why? They wanted to take President Trump off the playing field. They were playing politics with law enforcement powers and will go down as a historic betrayal of public trust.
President Trump is predicting that Canadians will travel to the United States once again after a trade deal is reached.
The president made the prediction during an Oval Office meeting with Canada's visiting prime minister. Donald Trump's talk of making Canada the 51st state infuriated our neighbors to the north, who have canceled trips to the U.S. in big numbers. There's been a 23% drop in Canadian visits to the U.S. in the first 7 months of the year versus the same period in 2024.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. World Trade Organization sharply raising its forecast for trade growth in goods this year. That change comes after a very strong first half driven by orders linked to U.S. tariff changes, rising AI-related purchases, and robust world trade. WTO says economists are increasing their prediction of growth in merchandise. This is SRN News. A setback for religious freedom in Colorado.
A three-judge panel of the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the state can force all participants in universal pre-K programs to abide by a so-called LGBT non-discrimination statement. The Catholic Diocese of Denver and several parents took the state to court and might appeal this latest decision to the Supreme Court. Since President Trump added several justices, the High Court has been very supportive of religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
The attorney for the late Kieran Kay, a former LSU football player who was accused of negligent homicide, says the situation is over for now. Jews in the United Kingdom very upset by the deadly attack on a synagogue in Manchester. Some say they feel forgotten by a society that has allowed anti-Semitism to grow unchallenged. This is SRN News. There are yet more medical concerns for Colorado football coach Deion Sanders. Bill Alexander reports.
Sanders is undergoing a procedure that's related to his blood clots, with the hope of being back at practice and on the sideline this weekend against Iowa State. The surgery is called aspiration thrombectomy. Sanders said it will take several hours. The 58-year-old gave the medical update at the end of his weekly news conference, saying he can't wait to get past this hurdle. He added it's hereditary and has nothing to do with him working at the level he's trying to compete at. I'm Bill Alexander.
National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Jerry has strengthened in the Atlantic on a path toward the Caribbean. It is expected to strengthen into a full-fledged hurricane in the next 2 to 3 days, and Hurricane Priscilla near major Category 3 storm status in the Pacific off the coast of Mexico. More details at srnnews.com.